You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Angel Sims, and this is episode number 1594. We're talking today about Spanish or Vanish.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it.
In all probability, however, the new island would soon be gone, just like most ocean islands. The new island rose out of the sea just 11 hours after the eruption. The center of the Tonga Islands witnessed a new island spawn a new island as one of its numerous submerged volcanoes erupted. On the 10th of September, one of the submarine volcanoes, Home Reef Seamount, awakened, giving birth to a new island. NASA's Earth Observatory captured images of the new island on September 14 using Operational Land Imager 2 on Landsat 9. The island, which formed in 1995 by nearby Mount Latke, has been active for 25 years. The company used social media apps in an intelligent way to amuse their audiences, making Duolingo one of TikTok's most viral brands. The company even has an entire category of memes dedicated to owls, resulting from its constant reminders to users to finish language lessons. The company does not use its mascot like Fame to simply amuse its viewers. According to the company's social media coordinator, Zaria Parvez, there is a natural connection between the brand and TikTok, as both are focused on having fun and entertaining people. In creating content, Zaria Parvez, social media coordinator for Duolingo, has taken a different approach compared to many other brands. With an increasing number of followers on TikTok, now at 1.2 million, it is evident Duolingo's social media coordinator is doing something right with his approach of drawing attention to Duolingo owls and Duolingo. Ask anyone who has been using TikTok for a while, and they will agree the Duolingo owl might just be the best brand mascot of our time. After the owl reached meme status as a villainous mascot who threatened users not to practice, Duolingo leans into the prank with its content on TikTok and on social media. The company felt that using it was the best strategy, as the owl is an iconic character. Alongside that experience came a small number of user-generated content items themed around the app's famous mascot, Duolingo Owl. To advance to the next level in the Level 1 maze, you must take a brief Spanish lesson with a different Duolingo owl. Once you answer the questions Duolingo asks correctly, you can advance to the third maze. You successfully completed the maze, collected all of the items for Duolingo's birthday party, and earned tons of free coins. After collecting all these items, go to the back of the maze and head towards the big house. Inside that house, there should be another Duolingo owl, as well as a small stack of coins. The copier is found by leaving Duolingo's cubby, taking the right, and continuing straight ahead until you see a sign for copier room on the wall on the left. Duolingo's desk can be found by following the corridor to the left of the spawn point, taking the first right after passing the poster saying it has been 6 days since you have studied Spanish. Once you spawn in Duolingo's game hub, go towards the arcade building in the photo below. Will you drive me back to my car? I do not think I could make it myself. These guys are going to have to pull over at the Amito and get gas to get through. I cannot pontificate on this. But when I am done, I am going to make one film, and that is as far as I am willing to go. Del Toro commented, Pacific Rim is my most unmodest movie, and it has it all. In 2017, Del Toro announced Patrick McHale was writing a screenplay for Pinocchio. Del Toro studied effects and makeup work with effects artist Dick Smith. Del Toro has directed a broad range of films, ranging from comic book adaptations to historical fantasy and horror films, including two that take place in Spain during the Spanish Civil War, during the authoritarian rule of Francisco Franco. Del Toro was born in Guadalajara, son of Guadalupe Gomez and car entrepreneur Federico Del Toro Torres, both of Spanish descent. The two shared similar settings, principal characters, and themes with 1973's Spanish film The Spirit of Bihi, widely considered to be the best Spanish film of the 70s. They are different in tone, and, yes, you certainly might enjoy one over the other. The other might feel corny, or whatever you dislike. Coins are earned from playing either the Spanish minigame or Vanish, which are located inside of an experience spawning. Unfortunately, as you might have noticed by now, coins earned in the fan-made minigames are not counted towards your total coin score for Duolingo Hub games. With more than 500 million active users worldwide, this is one of
the best ad platforms in the world. Because the medium on TikTok is entirely video, advertisers are able to reach users visually as well as audio-visually. The company is also taking advantage of trending sounds and memes from TikTok and applying them to video content from Duolingo. Better still, getting on top of the first page for top search results in Google or any other search engine. Ignore that owl too long, and she is sure to make you feel guilty about missing 1 second of a speech class. This is all for today, guys. My name is Angel and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.